Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with local historian Michael Zaws about the role Washington County played in the Underground Railroad. February is Black History Month. This is part two of a two-part interview.
When the slaves crossed the river, some of them were brought here to Washington. And the house that they supposedly were kept in is still standing. It's a brick home across the street west from the Reformed Presbyterian Church. We hear a lot about the Quaker Church helping slaves, but the Reformed Presbyterian Church did a lot also. And I just think the Quakers had better press or something, but the Reformed Presbyterians were extremely important in trafficking slaves and a little bit more secretive about it. So that house was where the slaves were kept. It was the Kendall House. And those slaves then were kept there in the basement and then moved on at night. They would come at night and move at night. And I should have started with this. The Underground Railroad, there's two important things about the Underground Railroad. It was never a railroad and it was never underground. So there were not tunnels connecting any place that I'm aware of, even in the country, with the Underground Railroad. But there's a lot of local talk about tunnels from that house. I had students that when we would visit there say, oh, there's tunnels from there. I know it. There's a tunnel that goes all the way to Blair House. And I said, well, okay, then they would have had to have stayed in that tunnel waiting about 30 years for Blair House to be built. Probably not. But my favorite was a student that said, well, my sister was in that house. She babysat there and she knows there's a tunnel there. There's a tunnel that goes from that house all the way to Hy-Vee. I thought, well, that would be handy in the wintertime, I suppose, to go get groceries, but there were no tunnels connected with that house. And two other places where we think there were slaves kept was in the House of All Nations, which was the hotel in Crawfordsville. And it's located where the bank is in Crawfordsville now. There's still foundation stones there. And Crawfordsville was, of any town in our county, probably the most active in anti-slavery things. So they kept slaves there in the House of All Nations, and then they moved on to Columbus Junction. They moved on to Springdale up by West Branch and other. The fourth place was Wassenville, and Wassenville is along the English River north of Wellman. If you turn north at the Mid Prairie High School and you get to the English River to your left or west is Wassenville. And slaves were kept there. And Wassenville had another distinction in that John Brown, who was extremely important in pre-Civil War things and maybe even started the Civil War, stayed for a time in Wassenville and did recruiting there. And there were people that he recruited from this county that were with him when he was at Harper's Ferry, where he was captured. There were people from Crawfordsville and Washington County that were with him there. None of them were hung. I believe one of the men from Crawfordsville was very ill when they attacked the arsenal at Harper's Ferry, so that saved his life. Something that about Underground Railroads, they didn't keep records. Because you didn't want evidence. It was against federal law to do this. There wouldn't have been a slave coming every night, you know. So if the Kendall House in Washington was on the Underground Railroad, over a period of several years, there may have been only 10 people go through there. You did not want a steady traffic. You didn't want any indication that there was activity there. So the number of slaves is not known. The goal was to get them to Canada and freedom. So we were important in that period of time. And then when the war started, many people from here joined the Union Army. Iowa had a more per capita involvement in the Civil War than any other state. And a lot of the people were 90-day men, and we don't even have all the records of 90-day men, but that meant that they would plant their crops, go fight for 90 days, come back, harvest their crops, maybe go back for another 90 days. These people that were coming back more regularly often brought back black families and black individuals with them. There were two areas in the town of Washington that were largely black sections of town. South 9th and South C were two areas that had a lot of black families. On South Avenue C was the shorter African Methodist Episcopal Church, and that church stood until the 1970s. And it had an active congregation for a little over 100 years. And it got to the point where there just weren't many black families here, but the church kept going for the families that were here. it's an interesting thing, and it sounds good, but there's more than one way of looking at it. The businesses in town and individuals very often took up collections to keep the shorter church going because they said, we want our fine black citizens to have their church. Well, that was wonderful, but another way of looking at it was that maybe they wanted them to have their own church so they didn't go to their church. Washington was better with African Americans than most towns, but there was still kind of an underlying unsuredness and a little discrimination. But the shorter African Methodist Church was an important part of this town for many, many years.
That's been today's Washington Page with local historian Michael Zaws talking about the Underground Railroad and Washington County. This is part two of a two-part interview. Find both segments of this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.